Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming on.
Well, good morning, Coltrane. How was the weather coming in?
Slightly less drizzly than it was for your city council meeting there, Mike. But I got to say, for the last meeting of the calendar year, you had quite a number of agenda items, a lot of them pertaining to your wastewater treatment plant upgrade project. Can you kind of give us the highlights of what all those agenda items were covered and approved by the council?
This is the big dollar time. What the council did was enter into an agreement to essentially issue bonds up to $21 million. And at the same time authorize the state of Iowa to loan us up to $20 million. They go hand in hand. All the money passes through the state, or the sale of our bonds goes to the state. From there, the state loans us the money. We're getting that money at 1.75% over 21 years. Unfortunately, as over the last few weeks, we've talked about how the price of the sewer plant came in much higher than what we had anticipated. That led to another item on the agenda where we have to adjust the sewer rates and raise them from what we'd projected as 11% per year for the next 5 years to 15% over the next 5 years. It's upping that 11 to 15. So it's unfortunate. Nobody likes that, including myself, but to pay these bonds off and get that good interest rate that we're getting, that's part of doing business.
Now, one curious question I do have for you, Mike, with the council readjusting its not to exceed limit of $21 million, before they had said not to exceed $15 million. How confident are you in that not to exceed $21 million that the council doesn't have to go back through this whole process again and reset that limit?
Well, I'd like to, I can't guarantee anything, but we did get our bid in and it was around $17 million. So we know the council has accepted that. So that is locked in. Hopefully it'll go the other way, that some of the unit prices we've had project lately, the Russell Street Water Main project that came in significantly under. So that helps us out. I'm going to be optimistic on this one, and hopefully we can stay well within that $21
million. All right. And jumping off from that, there's a pretty big bridge replacement project that's in the works right now in conjunction with Greene County. Can you tell us what the agenda item was that the city council approved as far as getting some funding for that potential project?
First of all, the Jackson Bridge, which is on South Grimmel, just over the Raccoon River, that is actually a city bridge. The county for years and years has helped us maintain that bridge, but the overall expense of it belongs to the city. As Wade Weiss, the county engineer, said, he goes, the county has a very big interest in that bridge. It's been a terrific city-county alliance. The two entities have worked together for years on this. Most recently, there was an accident that happened on that bridge, did some damage. The county was there right away with our crews to help with barricades and to secure the bridge. But moving along, the city accepted an offer from the DOT to accept up to $500,000 in funding for the bridge replacement. We'll be working in conjunction with the county. Hopefully they can obtain some additional funding, considerable funding, because the bridge needs to be replaced. And the estimate's probably anywhere from $2 to $3 million, and that's probably on a conservative side these days. So it's a long-term project, but the two entities are working well together to get it accomplished.
You made note of it at the meeting too, Mike. I believe it was you that said you're able to borrow up to 3 years' worth of funding for that total of $500,000. And what specific funding is that from the DOT?
It's called a city bridge funding, and once the offer is accepted, it's good to be used up to 3 years from there. But as explained to the council, the DOT is pretty flexible with this. If they see that other funding is being accumulated, they're going to do everything they can to help get that bridge replaced for us.
And then one thing the council always looks at every single year and approves is your annual 5-year capital improvement plan for the Jefferson Municipal Airport. Now, I'm guessing the projects that are slated for the next 5 years, which could always change, you're never locked into those projects, obviously. The big ones are off your plate, the runway extension project, for example. So What has the Airport Commission kind of slated for its upcoming five-year plan?
Well, a couple of the main items are the a new airport hangar. That's a little ways off, but an upgraded fuel system. That's several years off. So that right now the airport does not have jet fuel available. This would start putting that in place as the funding for that. That's a big improvement that'll happen out there. There's other improvements. One of them is some electrical upgrades, which helps greatly with the infrastructure. But those get really pricey. It's all pricey. It's an airport. It costs a lot of money to keep those going. But like you'd mentioned, that these are on the list doesn't necessarily mean they always happen on the schedule. But it took a lot of years, but the airport extension, the runway happened too. And this was this very process that they used. It just kept moving it from year to year, money accumulated, and it got completed.
And under your tenure, Mike, did you ever think that it would ever be a possibility to get that runway extended? Because that was one of the biggest hurdles facing the airport to keep it from trying to flourish and increase its activity.
It was. It was in the works well before I even started here. As really was never sure if that could get off the ground or not. Fortunately, some funding came through that put it over the top, and it was nice to see them when they broke ground and actually got done. But it was a long, long-term project.
Speaking under your tenure, it appears your tenure is going to come to an end here in the next few months. The council took action to go ahead and enter an agreement to firm up a recruitment firm for your potential replacement.
They did, and congratulations to the council, especially the finance and personnel committee. They did a lot of work. There was staff, people behind the scenes were helping out a lot. Very important to get this going. There's been discussions really since about the middle of 2022 on this plan that I'm going to retire. Jefferson's a great place. There's a lot going on. It's so, so important to keep all this energy uninterrupted. And I think by hiring this firm and starting the search for the administrator is going to make a nice, seamless connection to get started. Incidentally, I'm looking at early July to retire. Jefferson's a great place. My wife and I are planning on staying here, too. You look around the country, and it's like, this has got everything really anybody would ever need.
And that was Jefferson City Administrator Mike Palmer joining us once again for our Let's Talk Green County program, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.